you see orange in color. He said it was. They said, we
have it after it turned orange then.
Yeah. They said, we have adjustments to 11 sites south of the field. Now, there, those fellows are observers who are in a tower. They said that they could see a silhouette.
Well, now, is he looking with the eye?
I'm
not really sure. I don't understand. What kind of silhouette do we see it
through at
night?
Well, usually on a radar screen, you refer to as a target or a blip on a radar screen. A silhouette usually refers to something that you see, like a silhouette and something black up against something white.
This is our screen.
Well, I don't mess. We don't know whether
it's a silhouette they refer to as a radar silhouette or a visual.
I see.
The water sounds to see it, and earthquakes are way north of Griffith. And Albany saw it, and two men in the tower at Albany, one an Air Force man and one a CIA man. And they saw it after we first called them. And they looked over to the left and saw it right away.
And now when they saw it, was it moving?
We called them, and they said they were about off, and that was about 8 minutes, and we couldn't work them any longer. And we turned over with their excuse power, and they were giving relaying the message back and forth. So it ran about 10 and 12 minutes, and it's still not off yet. So we can't, I don't know, but we thought it should be fine. I just don't know where the guts were. Why don't they get the guts up?
Well, what happened to the object?
It went off. It just went to the northwest. And
it went to the more rapid. All of a sudden, the accelerated speed.
Yeah, it appears to us. It got over the water. It appears to really get out of sight very fast.
It didn't have the direction of the next direction.
Any new people in Toronto? an orange light?
Oh, you couldn't imagine we don't allow the plane in the orange light. No.
I got it.
Well, not
far.
What do you think of
that? Well, it sounds very much like some of the investigations that Mr. Russo reports in his book on unidentified flying objects. It seems that most of the good sightings that he talks about have all with these shortcomings that either the airplane didn't get off in time. Or someone was alerted, or there was some reason why they just didn't get a real good look at one of these things. Still, I think that what you people have seen is probably the same thing that has been reported many times in the past 5 years in relation to this subject. I noticed that you hesitate to call them flying saucers, so does Mr. Ruffel. He refers to them as unidentified flying objects because many of them are not saucer shaped. He talks about his saucer shaped or not.
No, I couldn't.
There's no definite shape to them. It's extremely light to life.
He talked about three different general types. One is a pointed light, much of what you appear to have seen, and another is a cigar shape. Light, and a third is a sort of blob of greenish light. Is this at any time appear to be greenish?
No time.
Captain Ryan, if you have had any phone calls about this or anything.
Good number of them, yeah. And letters also.
At least, didn't someone tell you and talk to someone in the Air Force or whatever and say that your experience and this object that you saw corresponds very definitely to other reports?
That's right. That's what they said.
And you don't think it can be a gas?
Or
you don't think it can be a rocket? And you don't have a map on it? Why do you think it has, Mr. South? I don't know.
I wish somebody would come up with the answer.
Well, I think that they ought to take an all-out effort to find out what these are. If they're a government project, I think everybody's 100% secure. But if it's not a government project or something of our own, I think it's possible they should find out what they are. If it's possible.
So
next time you see another one, will you please come and tell our friends about it?
I'm not going to say a thing about it. I can only find out what it is.
Thank you, Miss Clark, for coming. Yeah.